What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Games cast, Animal Crossing New Horizons review. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside Christmas in March, Joey Noel.
This is the best day.
We finally got what we wanted. Games cast, just to ourselves, to talk only about
Animal Crossing. Forget about whoever else is on the show.
Blessing.
I don't even know,
he's
I don't
on
even
there
watch
too.
It.
Yeah, I understand. Of course. They're boring hacks. You know
exactly.
What I mean? They come in all the time with their yak about games that don't matter.
This is what the people really want.
I know. They were trying to do the Will of the Wisps last week. Get the hell out of here. It's all about Animal Crossing, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to make you wait too long for our review, so let me get through the housekeeping for you right now. Of course, this is the Kinda Funny Games cast. Each and every week, we come together to talk about the video games we love. If you love that, you should go to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames to be part of the show. You can ask us your question, but more importantly, you can get the show ad-free along with an exclusive bonus post show. I want to thank you. So many of you wrote in with great Animal Crossing questions for this episode. Again, patreon.com/kindoffunnygames to ask your questions. If you don't have any bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. You can go over to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe each and every week to get a brand new episode to this week. I don't know if I can. Oh, no, I can. The next one's going to be Doom. There were Doom Eternal reviews. That also coming. I don't remember that IGN just posted about that. It's a time warp of embargoes. I'm so happy to finally be able to talk publicly about Animal Crossing.
It's been torture, I feel like, at the very least, because we've had this game now for
2 weeks. This is our 14th day of playing Animal Crossing. We'll get into that in a second. Thank you, of course, to people who do go to Patreon and become Patreon producers. I want to thank Mohammed, James Hastings, Evan Ballard, Steven Insler, Sancho West Gaming, Duval King, Jabub, Cody Banks, the secret agent, Trent Berry, Max Blair, Julian, the gluten-free gamer, Tom Bach, Nano Support, Michael Bradley, and Joseph O. Youssef. This week we're brought to you by Upstart, but I'll tell you about that later. Yes, Joey Noel. 14 days of having Animal Crossing and not being able to say a goddamn word about it.
Yeah, not to mention, I feel like I've also had to just keep tweeting about wanting Animal Crossing,
sure.
So it doesn't look like we're going radio silent.
I didn't care. I just stopped tweeting about how much I occasionally did, but not nearly as much as it was in the buildup to getting that review code.
Yeah.
Joey, this is your first opportunity to talk publicly about Animal Crossing New Horizons.
It is.
What do you want to say?
I love it.
Right.
Yeah, I've put in way too many hours.
How many hours are you enjoying?
I'm somewhere between 70 and 80 hours, give or take.
Because
like
your thing
that
says what? It says
over 70.
Yeah.
So that's a problem.
It's been funny because in the beginning, again, I've been talking about this privately of this embarrassment of riches. Of we have Doom, we have Animal Crossing. You know, Half-Life Alyx has got to be close.
Yeah.
We got it's all these different things and. When we got Animal Crossing in that first week, you and I were neck and neck going back and forth. And then it started where I was, oh, I got to play Division. Oh, I got to go on this trip. Oh,
yeah.
And I started talking to you and you'd be talking about things. And I'm like, we're on the same day. How much further ahead are you? How are you doing this? You're like, do you have the guy that buys all the fish? Do you have this guy that does? I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then when you finally screenshotted it last night, it said it to me like, oh my God, I'm about to hit 80 hours. I had already looked at mine earlier in the day and it was 40 hours. And I'm like, that makes sense why Joey's so much further than me.
Yeah. It's been really great to have it, and I haven't done anything. All of my normal life chores, not happening.
No, of course not. That's
just
not how this works.
Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
It's really fun. The first day I was playing it, I was like, I don't know. It feels like I've done everything because I've played stuff like My Time at Portia and Stardew Valley. I've been in so like those modes of how those games play. And it's like, oh, duh, I forgot that you can like shake trees.
Yeah, you texted me like, I'm annoyed that I'm out of tree branches. I'm like, how is that possible? I just go shake
it
and hit it.
And it's just like I had been out of Animal Crossing for so long that I had forgotten. And then once like I got back into it, now I feel like it's just. All bets are off the table.
I mean, you know, as somebody who's been playing Animal Crossing since GameCube, right? I don't say this lightly. This is the best Animal Crossing that's ever happened.
Yeah.
And what it does is it escalates everything you love about Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I think back to the GameCube because it was such a, not life-changing, but it did change my personal experience with playing games. It was the first time I didn't have brothers and sisters growing up, so you didn't really share consoles and stuff.
Right? High five,
yeah, but exactly. We didn't do that. And so to have this GameCube in my college house with six other dudes living there when this game got introduced and it was that, okay, I went through and harvested and did my thing and I did my chores and you pass the controller and go to class and somebody else would take over.
Yeah.
That was so great for what it was in the way that I felt like I didn't have to sit there and marathon it. I didn't have to sit there and play 12 hours of it. I didn't have to binge it like I binge most of my games and now how I binge New Horizons because New Horizons, I think, does have the moments you can cut it off. Where I've had it both ways, where I wake up in the morning and I go check in for my Nook Mile bonus and I harvest what I feel like or can right now, sell it, and then I put it down and I don't pick it up till the next day. But then I've had the flight and the time at the airport where I literally play 8 hours and all I do when I get home is want to play more.
Yeah.
And they've taken all the systems we love about Animal Crossing, leveled them up, and made them rewarding. Mm-hmm. There's always some way to be rewarded in playing New Horizons, yeah, which is spectacular.
It's really fun. I'm kind of in the same boat in the sense that I've never had people to play Animal Crossing with. So like, I'm really excited for everyone to get it. And especially being able to talk with you of like,
yeah,
ooh, we can go visit each other's islands and see what everybody's doing and how things are different. Because I feel like I've had very insular Animal Crossing experiences before. So it's even earlier as we were getting started, I was like, oh, I forget that your island is like set up differently and has like a different terrain and or like landscape.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But I can't wait for everyone to get a hold of it because I'm excited to see also like what kind of other creative choices people come up with. Because with the clothes customizer and all these different things, I feel like everybody's going to come up with really, really cool stuff that we're all going to be able to like learn from and share.
And that's the thing. I think my Animal Crossing towns have always been so, that's so hard, right?
If my game,
Kevin, go ahead and throw it up. I got to get this right here. Hold on. Sorry. We're sitting here chilling out. And then what do I see go by? I got a package going by. I got to get over there with my slingshot and get it. sometimes packages come by and you got to go get them, Kevin. Yeah. It's no big deal. I forgot what you were just saying because that's what happens with this game.
I was talking about being able to see what everybody
right,
is doing.
Right, no. And yes, my Animal Crossing towns have always been so haphazard and thrown mm-hmm. together. And I think even right now, my island of Smallville is haphazard and thrown together, and I've laid it out. But, you know, what I think was one of our big moments of the direct when we watched with Gary, and we went, ooh, right? Of like, now they understand what you guys and what we want out of Animal Crossing
yeah.
and the ability to go in there and lay the town out. And you've already put down structures. Now we can move the structures. Now
I've moved so much stuff since I started playing because I was like, I did not do this right and I got
to
fix it.
Right. And I mean, the ability to go in there and build inclines now, right? And bridges were already a thing. But now yeah. it all feels like this. I'm actually built in like, it's funny to have it, like we said, 14 days, be 40 hours into the game and mm-hmm. still feel I'm living in like medieval times, nowhere near what we saw in the direct itself.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm waiting for moving things. I'm not moving things until I have pretty much all the pieces leveled up to where I want them, and then I'm going to do it. But I'm already building that way. This is such a Greg Miller reference. It reminds me so much of Back to the Future and all the trilogy of
okay.
I am not in Hill Valley 1985 or you know, I'm in Hill Valley Wild West right now.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm putting bridges, but before I put the bridge, like I want to leave resident services in its exact spot for the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'm like, hold on a second. I walk out of resident services and I go right and I run straight and I'm like, here's where the bridge needs to be.
Yeah.
Because I want it all to match up when I can go in there and lay the pavement or the tracks or whatever. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? It's crazy, and I'm not surprised I haven't burned out on it. That's not the right way, because obviously I love Animal Crossing. I play Animal Crossing all the time. But even with the last one on DS, right? New Frontier, right? New Leaf. God damn it, I screwed up all the time. I remember Altano and I remember Audrey being so into it.
Yeah.
And I remember I played with them for a while, but fell out long before I got to where Brian was, where he like recreated the Up at Noon set in the basement of his house and all this stuff. I think it's this one, knowing the longevity, seeing where I'm going, seeing it all build upon itself, and then also always giving me as much as I want out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If that makes sense, of going there and like looking at the item of the day and being like, all right, cool. If I want to make more of this to sell it for double the money, I know that I need to go get a Nook Mile ticket, hop on a thing, go get some more iron because I've harvested all my iron, and go get it and figure it out.
Yeah. I feel like it does a good job of letting you play in a lot of different ways of like, if you just want to go through and rush through like Nook Miles Plus and get rewarded in miles that way, or if you want to go like, I don't know, if you want to go visit different islands,
yeah,
depending on what you have time for, there's different tasks that you can do to fill that time that feels really productive. It's not just like, oh, I'm going to waste an hour by like doing this stuff. Like there's stuff that you can do in an hour. There's stuff that you can do in 5 minutes. Like, whatever kind of time frame you have to play, you can fit different tasks into.
Exactly. And I think, you know, that And I don't know how much for real it's you know, Pocket Camp's influence, but it's definitely that mobile game influence.
Yeah.
Where it is, and also, I guess, to an extent, probably games as a service, where it is I can hop in and I can take on as big a project I want or as small as a project I want. I think we keep talking about Nook Miles. I think that's where we need to start this discussion.
Yeah.
Because that, I think, and correct me if you're in a different boat, is the biggest addition to this game, and also what makes it, I think, the most rewarding this time around.
Yeah, I would say it's like Nook Miles and crafting.
Sure.
But they're like so intrinsically tied together and how they reward it. So we should start there.
All right. So Nook Miles, of course, got introduced in the Direct. It's another form of currency, which didn't make much sense. Bells are what we exist in. This is a
very hesitant
society.
Very attached to my bells. We know how it works. What's this new thing? I don't know how I feel about
it. So what Nook Miles are, I should say, is another currency in this game that's tied to your cell phone. Of course, everything in this game is tied to your cell phone. Kevin, if you want to throw it back up. Just I'll toss it back up there real quick. Pop. So you hit your button there. Oh, can you move us around? Get off of that. And so this is inside a little Greggy's cell phone there, right, where he has the camera for photo mode. We have Nook Miles Plus, you know, your Critopedia map, et cetera, custom designs, do-it-yourself recipes, Passport. Huge fan of that. Mm-hmm. And then at Rescue Service, which I still haven't used.
I haven't either.
I totally understand where I would have if like my pole broke and I was stranded somewhere. Or, you know what I mean? But I haven't used it.
Well, and that's the other thing, too. I've never had... Does your pole break?
I don't know. I haven't replaced it, so I guess not. So
I was trying
I
to figure
know.
Out about poles and ladders.
Yeah,
well, I haven't had either
my ladder
one
hasn't
of
broken
them.
Yet either. Yeah, you're right.
Well,
you're right.
I don't know what
you Anyways, though, Nook Miles Plus basically is like a reward program for doing things in the game. So yeah, you toss it up here, right? Like it's just going through and doing stuff of catching fish. It's going through, you know, talking to people and getting them on your island, doing your bugs thing.
So all these punch cards are like the bigger.
These are ongoing
items.
Things, right? Yeah. So, like, yeah, do-it-yourself tools. Right now I'm working on my 200, my level 200 one for this. Mm-hmm. And then when you do it, you're rewarded with Nook Miles, which you see there. If you're a video listener, I should say, in the top right corner there, I have an 18,000 balance right now. However, the crazier thing about it is Nook Miles Plus, which gets added in after you do a little bit of Nook Miling. And these are, like, more instant things you can do in the moment. And so you see, I grow fruit trees, right? 10 flowers, catch a dab. Here's just catch bugs, catch 5 bugs.
Yeah.
Plant seeds. And you go through and do those smaller things and you get the 100 Nook Miles and it gets added to your thing. However, once it's done and it's, you know, you do the 0 out of 3 planting seeds, another one immediately comes in. Like, these aren't daily tasks.
Which
these
is what everybody thought when we first saw this screenshot of, like, oh, we're going to have dailies and that'll be so fun. And, like, this is honestly better because you could farm those for hours.
And that's the thing. You know, I think, if you know, I wanted to bring in a question already from PDX V-Man, who wrote into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, just like you can, and said, I've only tried Animal Crossing 3DS and it didn't click for me, but I'm very excited for New Horizons. As someone who's never really played, I'm curious, what are the things in this game that keep you coming back, new or old? Nook Miles and what we're talking, like the core system of Animal Crossing and what this game is of this weird life chore simulator, right?
Nick was asking me, he's like, do you think I would like this? I was like, absolutely not.
I mean, with everything that's been going on in our world, like
you could use a really wholesome.
It's relaxing. Yeah. And I know I throw that game around sometimes of it's meditative, it's this, it's that. But there was a night this week as we're recording this. We're recording this on the Friday beforehand. So the president just declared a state of emergency for the entire country. It was one of those nights where I came home and I didn't want to play. I'm like, I'm not up for the division right now. I put this on the big screen TV and I had it, the music playing. The music's so chill. And
it's
is
so good.
And this is what you're talking about. You know, what keeps you coming back? Mm-hmm. It is that. There's always something to do here. I'm always making progress, and I never feel overwhelmed.
Mm-mm.
And so with the Nook Miles stuff, right, doing all these little tasks, accruing all these Nook Miles, you then go into Resident Services, you go to the Nook Terminal, right, and you redeem those points for special items. They can be special clothes. They can be tickets to take you to randomly generated other islands to get. So if you've harvested all the wood.
It's just a farm.
All the iron. Go farm, and you don't have to worry about this island ever again. And then there's hairstyles, and there's DIY recipes. And
yeah, like a lot of like home stuff, like specialty wallpapers.
Yeah,
and
exactly. And so
like
it's this rewards program, but it rewards you for spending Nook Miles, earning Nook Miles, mm-hmm. doing the little tasks, doing the big tasks. And so there's that aspect to it where if I just want to play a little bit, I'll knock some of those out.
Yeah.
But then there's the normal Animal Crossing aspect that is, cool, I got my axe out and I'm going to now wander tree to tree and hit every tree and get all 3 pieces of wood and have it, you know, this like war chest. So when I do want to build something, I can. And for me personally, as somebody, and I, you know, if you're watching Gamescast, I assume you've watched me for a few years. It is, games often draw me in with the checkbox mentality, you know, scratching that part of your brain. And this game does it so well of, here, I sit there and I'm like, here's my plan. I am going to go through and hit every tree with the flimsy axe so I don't knock the trees down, but I get the three pieces of wood. Then when I get back to the starting point, I'm going to switch the shovel and I'll go dig up all the different stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to go shake the trees. And then I'm going to go catch the bugs. Then I'm going to go get the fish.
Yeah.
And inevitably, as you just saw this with the present floating by, something else happens in the game, distracts me from that. I move on to that. And before you know, it's been 3 hours.
It's so easy for all of us to fly by. I think this game does a really good job of onboarding players that have never played Animal Crossing or haven't played like a sim-like game. When I first started Stardew Valley, I was really overwhelmed of like, oh my gosh, I can plant things, I need animals, I need to meet all these people, but then I also have to go to the mines, and how do I balance all this, and how do I even know what I need to do and what I can do? Because it's very much like, here it is and figure it out. And this does a really good job of like walking you through and giving you action items of what you can do and how to progress really well in the game, which I appreciate because I feel like it's easy to get overwhelmed by stuff. And this is like, nope, it gives you by the little punch cards. It gives you like the big things you're trying to do to get more. And then it gives you like the little individual daily, for lack of what I don't know what else to call that.
And we're talking so much about Nook Miles because I think that's such a rewarding system. But in the same breath as you brought up, the other big thing, probably equally as big, if not bigger, is crafting.
Mm-hmm.
Where it is going through and making, you know, the flimsy axe then make the real axe. And they have different attributes. They stick around longer, that thing and that. Even when they added that, I'm with you where coming off of a Minecraft or having played a little bit of Stardew, but again, I found Stardew too much that I didn't feel like getting into and learning. It was that, is this going to overcomplicate it? Is this going to make Animal Crossing more punishing than I want it to be?
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't.
No.
And that's been the big thing for me of wrapping my head around, like, I am such a hoarder of, like, if we went to my house right now, there is so much wood in there because I walk around and do it. And so there'd be those things that would pop up, and I'm like, ooh, do I want to craft all this stuff, or I don't want to get into a point where I don't have an axe or I don't have a shovel.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I finally was like, wait a second, like, they sell the flimsy shovel at the very basics inside the Nook's Cranny, right? So then it was super freeing to be like, okay, no, whatever the daily item is, let's max it out, let's use every resource we have, and then have another reason to go gather resources.
There's always a secondary way to get at least all of the basic items, even if you don't have like crafting materials, which I think is really freeing.
Yeah, totally. And so it is more of a playground than usual. And even I it's hard to say, because when I think of Animal Crossing, I think of the collection game, I think of trying to max out the house,
mm-hmm.
I think of all these things, but then I also think of once I've maxed out the house, being like, what am I gonna do with all these rooms? What was the point of this? And I've been shocked to find myself actually motivated at times to walk into the house and be like, you know what, tonight's just effing with this house.
Mm-hmm.
It's just building this out. It's just moving this around.
Yeah.
That's not who I normally am. I'm usually the guy who just throws everything down on the floor and leaves. We also need to talk about the fact storage in the house, right?
Oh,
it's
my
just built
gosh.
In. It's just there from the start.
The best.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. I feel like I don't normally care about my house either. And this is the first time where I've been like, ooh, I'm going to make this one this, and this wallpaper matches this. And it's like, I think it's partially because a lot of the aesthetic that comes with this game is a lot of my vibe.
Yeah.
And I don't. A lot of the like lines that have been in past games, I'm like, I don't really care about like this like super cutesy one or like
you like the skull and bones.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I don't really care about like enough to really find like each individual piece in this. I just like the way that all of this looks. I think the customization aspect of crafting is really interesting too.
Explain it.
So at some point you can buy these customization kits from Nook's Cranny, and when you each item will tell you if it can be customized, and then you'll have different like finish options essentially for like wood and coloring and stuff like that. So even though it's the same base piece of furniture, Greg and I could have the exact same pieces in our house and they would look wildly different just based on coloring and stuff like that.
Exactly. It's colors, it's stains. Like it's funny. It's another thing that I think I normally would have blown past and like, whatever, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started getting in there and designing the rooms and be like, oh, all right, this is gonna be my den, that'll be my bedroom. Jen saw me build the second room. She's like, you need to make that a shrine to me. And I'm like, okay, that sounds, I like that challenge.
I can do that.
How can I do that? But it was, you know, I put in my living area when I started expanding, I put these 4 or 6 bookshelves against the wall, you know, surrounding the door.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that thing where, they don't match the color of the chair. That sucks. And then I was like, well, I guess I can try this customization. And I went in there and was astounded to find I'm not just changing the color of the shelves, that also changed the color of the books, and it started giving it these crazy accent colors, and I was like, oh, this is giving it such a different look than what I expected it to.
Totally.
And so suddenly I was down that rabbit hole of I had, you know, like the one I had gotten the wardrobe and made it black, but it didn't fit the room, so I moved that into the bedroom. Then I'm like, all right, cool. Black end tables, black bed, kind of funny bedspread on the thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the like bluey purple one.
No. I mean, I took my kind of funny logo, and you can go back. You can create your own, you know, designs and everything else. So the first thing I did was make the kind of funny logo and the kind of funny games logo.
Yeah.
And so I'm wearing the kind of funny hoodie. I'm wearing this cyan blue hoodie with the kind of funny. Oh, you already saw it, I guess. And running around, and then I put that as a bedspread and all this other stuff.
That's the stuff I'm most excited to see what people do, because that's the part of the game that I struggle with the most of creating patterns and stuff like that. I was like, I just don't have the brain to be able to like conceptualize that kind of stuff. So I think that's going to be cool. We had a best friend already recreate designs in Happy Home Designer. I think.
Wasn't it? Yeah, that one.
So at some point, I don't know how, we'll be able to import those and have them in game.
Yeah, they talked about
really
that's
cool.
Eventually going to be an app, right?
Yeah.
That you can put on your phone.
So it'll be interesting to see if that is just like an update app or if that is like a progression-based thing that we get. So I'm excited.
I mean, that is the hardest part about this is that as the world continues to wait for this game, I want so many of our friends to get in there and see what island loadout they choose, right? Because, again, like you're talking about, when you start, you get, what, six across the way?
You get four.
Is it four? I thought it was, whatever. You get the ones across the thing to choose which one you want. Because, I went bottom right, and you went top left or something.
Yeah,
like
we purposely chose different ones to see what kind of variables.
I ended up
change.
With apples as my fruit. You ended up with pears.
Yeah.
And that is
someone with peaches. We need you,
dude. I can't. That's the one thing. Yeah, I got them all done. We have them all taken care of now, except peaches. But again, that's like
it's part of the fun.
The fun of Animal Crossing is finding that person traveling to their island, doing these things, throwing your gates open. Right. We've done some multiplayer here in terms of just having you come visit my world or me go to your world and sell stuff at a higher
price.
Which
like that whole. Do you have pictures of that on your Switch?
I have the pictures of the other stuff, Kevin. If you want to throw it back up, we have a vacation slideshow that I put together here. Yeah, no, you're all set. This is all open, fair game or whatever. Yeah. So, when you're coming over, and you can just throw it up, Kev. Thank you for being very polite and trying to make sure I don't ruin anything. Like, this is how it looks in terms of going, like, when you're coming to me. So you go through, and this is, again, local play. Mm-hmm. We open the gates, because right now, for disclosure, right now online is not working.
Yeah.
So if you're not in the same room,
it's a
room,
day
you can't
one patch
do.
Thing, I think.
I think,
right?
There's some patch that's coming out beforehand. And so, you see Joey named her city Star Hollow, her flying.
Which doesn't, I'm so mad that Stars Hollow doesn't fit because it's 11 characters, but that's what I do some variation of Gilmore Girls.
It's cute, hence the Smallville stuff too, But you fly over, and I don't think I have like screenshots of you and me running around together. It is that idea of, you get to go into whoever's world. We talked about this earlier. I don't know about setting shovel permissions and axe permissions.
I haven't figured
that
out
about that
either.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you dug up some like fossil stuff on my island just to see if you could do
it. Yeah, and I gave it back to you. So don't go dragging my name. I would never come in and just screw around in your world and ruin it for you.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. No, for sure.
It's too early in the game.
Which, by the way, Kevin, throw it back up. I did stop at Joey's thing. Saw this. Welcome to Star Hollow. Don't make me take away your shovel privileges, Greg. First off, you wrote it like a serial killer because you didn't put character breaks in there.
I did. That's how I wrote it normally, and then it broke.
But you
like
can
this.
Go through and break
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but who has time for that?
I did when I left the mean message on your
thing. Which I haven't even seen yet because I don't check. It's fine.
It is fine.
But I'm excited to see, to visit everybody else's stuff.
Yeah, and how they laid stuff out and what they've done. And because that's the same thing of like, you know, even though we're all in the same. Yeah, again, we've done a bad job of explaining Animal Crossing. I assume most people know all, but it is a game that happens in real time. Mm-hmm. So. You know, 14 days is a long period of time usually to have a game for review, but it makes sense because you can't review Animal Crossing in 2 days. Not to mention there's still so much for us to
I feel like
out.
We've scratched the surface on 100%. It. Of like, and I think that's something cool that they did with the trailers and the directs that I didn't realize until now of like, they showed a lot of what seems like end-ish, like further out stuff. But it's exciting because it's like it gives you a little bit of the carrot to know what you're working towards and how things kind of pan out. Like it's all like, especially with like the terraforming and stuff like that. It's
totally.
Like, we're 2 weeks in and I don't have that.
Yeah, no, not at all. Right. You have to, it's right now to terraform. You have to go talk to Tom Nook.
Yeah.
And he'll basically have you run out and set it up of like, where do you want the incline? Where do you want to move this? The other thing.
Bridge.
Yeah. No, yeah. Well, that's a different thing about construction of putting bridges and stuff.
But like even the stuff that they showed of like being able to carve out.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like
I'm so
the
sorry.
Terrain version of stuff. Yeah. It's like, that's not even an option for us right now. And I think that is just like
that makes sense, right? Because I think they want you to slowly adjust to this island and dream what you want it to be, so then you get the idea to do it. Because right now it's still the idea of, like, you know, I set up my campsite so people come visit the campsite, and then I go over there and I try to impress them to get them to move here. So I have to then go out and set up the housing sites and pick that and lay that all out.
And if you had all of it at the beginning, it would be super overwhelming. You'd be like, I don't know. How am I supposed to know what to focus on?
And again, for a game like Animal Crossing that is, hey, turn me on every day, that's what you need. I love turning it on, having Isabel be like, hey, here's the news of the day. There's somebody else here. This is finally there. This is, you know, thing we were doing is open. Let's go have a celebration ceremony.
Yeah. I feel like because of, I loved Stardew Valley so much, because you could play through a day in like 20 minutes, I think is what it averages out to be. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like going back to like a real time clock kind of game.
Yeah.
But I do like, I feel like that one always feels overwhelming, or you feel pressure to keep going because there's a million things to do. And I feel like this kind of makes your progress feel less stressful.
100%, yeah.
It's like, I could just pop in for a little bit one day, or I could play all day.
Yeah. And it, I mean, also, again, it sounds goofy, I guess, but it feels, it's like a treat. Like, right? Like, it is, like, it takes me back to, like, when you'd finish school and you'd get your favorite snack and watch your favorite show. Like, it is that idea of, like, I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, I have all this shit to do. Oh, but I also got to just check in.
Yeah.
Like, I ordered from, you know, at the Nook Mile terminal, right? I ordered new sunglasses or new wallpaper, a new shirt. Like, I want to get in there. I want to put that on. Screw around with that.
So fun. What other screenshotty fun things do you have in here?
See. Well, first off, Kevin, throw back up there. Look. I want to tell you how happy I am with my passport.
I have to look to see what mine is.
Right? And because this is the thing, is, you know, as somebody who's very specific about Greg Miller and who I am or whatever, I started off with bad hair. I started off with the wrong glass. I didn't have glasses.
Yeah.
I couldn't. You have to unlock the ability to make the hoodies or whatever. So I was running around in an antler tank top. It looked terrible. But it was cute because every Animal Crossing game I've ever done, I make my antler a shirt and wear that. While you're looking at this, right? So obviously Beyond, you get to set what you want to say. It tells you where you're from. Apple's over here on my passport chain. That's what I specialize in. Mm-hmm. But the so-called influencer thing.
Those are really fun.
It's a goofy, dumb thing that you could totally ignore and not have any fun with. But when you complete a Nook Miles task, you get the Nook Miles points, and then you also unlock new words. And so you can go in there and, like, so-called is, like, we'd say number one, influencers number two.
Yeah,
and so you have like a list of different words you can go through and screw around with.
Yeah, mine right now is aggressive klutz.
That's fair. That's fair, right? So, yeah, I got that one there. I just got the Statue of Liberty today.
Put
Lady Liberty over there on the big old rock thing on the shore there.
There in mine, I have a giant Godzilla.
Ah, nice. Yeah. Like I was telling you, I got one of those giant heads made of stone or whatever. I put that over on the, northwest shore.
Yeah.
So that's over there to it. I bought a board game, of course, from Nook's Cranny because I had to represent KFAF. You know, I don't know if they'll call that one, but I wanted to.
Apologies,
in
maybe, is that one looks
As
like?
Usual, man. Tommy and Timmy, Tom Nook in general, so cute.
They're so cute.
So
they're
adorable.
Little island versions.
And, you know, again, like, I think obviously this is the first one on Switch. It's the first one that's in, like, super crisp HD, right?
Some of the red snapper in particular, I feel like when it wiggles, I'm like, oh my gosh, the scales look so good.
Well, it's the Able sister who comes to sell you clothing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I marvel at her texture every time.
Yeah.
Because she looks felt. She looks like she's a felt puppet or whatever. Mm-hmm. This is when I made fun of Joey. CJ over here for a fishing thing. And this is C Sports.
He's my favorite.
Not eSports, C Sports. Yeah. I was like, that's good. When I made it, this is like just for my own edification. I'm like, look at this. I made 115,000 bells off of this purchase. I was like, I'm stoked about that. Shot of my house. You see what I was talking about with the bookcases back there, my chairs, my little workbench. Of course, this is after. We had already played a couple times live. If you're an audio listener, Plucky's talking to me and says, Joey Noel's a good buddy of yours, right? The one from Star Hollow, Chicky Poo? Like, again, like, it's remembering who's come to your island, whose islands you've been to.
Yeah.
Talking to Moose over here. Oh, this is one that I love a lot.
Yeah.
So if you're an audio listener or a visual listener, just don't know what this is. Eventually in Resident Services, you get to go in there when you're talking to Isabel. She'll be like, do you want to change the town flag? Which I think you already saw. I changed the Kinda Funny logo. And then it was, do you want to change the town theme? And I thought that was like, oh, like I'm going to put a different record on.
Yeah.
And it's not. There's like a jingle that'll play in certain instances. And it plays a lot, actually, once you reset it and realize it's something different.
Yeah.
And so you can go in there and actually craft the jingle you want.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching this, this is the Kinda Funny jingle that starts every show in a different way. I had Andy come in. He took a keyboard and sat there and made
it. Oh, really?
He sat there and figured it out.
Can you play it?
No, I can't.
Oh, this is a screenshot.
I can from Inside Resident Services. Hold on.
Yeah, that was a piece of the game that I was not expecting to like spend as much time in as I did. And like,
well, it's like for there is a real sense of ownership here in owning your in customizing your town.
It plays but
no, no, yeah, Kevin, you wanna throw it back up for me? So here you go.
Oh.
All right. And it sounds fine there. It sounds way better like when you're running around and do it because it changes depending on who you're talking to. They put a different twang or instrument to it or whatever. And so it's very, very well done. And again, yeah, like I don't know. You know, obviously it's been a while since the last Animal Crossing, since I really got into it. And maybe even picking up Pocket.
I'm real rusty on what was there.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like if you're looking for one of those reviews, it's like, here's exactly what's different. I'm like, that ain't us, brother. That ain't us. But like it's – I don't know what it is about this one. I think it is the fact that I like the Switch so much more than I did the DS or 3DS. I think it's that it's always with me. I love being able to plug it in, pull it out, do that thing. And also having waited so long that I feel more ownership over the island in a way I didn't before. And whereas before it was very much, and maybe it's because I share the island, it was very much about my house.
Yeah.
Now it is very much about like, oh, I'm going to put Statue of Liberty over there. Oh, I'm going to do this over there. Okay, I'm going to move this. I'm going to do that. Again, it's thinking of this not in what, man, when I get to review after 14 days, what am I going to have done? It's literally thinking of like, in 6 months, what's this town going to look like?
Yeah. And I think it's because you see this start at such like a base level. And
totally.
You have a hand in how you change everything versus like, you're a mayor of this town that's like already kind of there.
Yeah.
That you get to like upgrade. So you feel like every decision is like really yours, even though you're only choosing from X amount of options necessarily. At least for me, that's how I feel. It's like, nope, I want to put this house exactly here and move all these things around.
Well, there's a history to it, right? And it's your own personal history, and it's your own personal journey, of course. But like, even with Passport, when you go in there and change the photo, it has your last three photos stored. And so you choose to save over one. Mm-hmm. So it's been this interesting thing. If I've still kept one of them in the Antler A, then what do you look like? Little Greggy
it's
look
like
before? Exactly. And it is this like real thing of like how this is gone. And like when you sit, like now when you, somebody, the you know, Tom Nook or another person will be like, hey, find a place for my house. Hey, find a place for my business.
Yeah.
And when you go around, you get to choose, you put it down, and it's like, well, let me envision it. And so you envision it and you see what it knocks down and what it puts over. And you're like, oof, I don't know if I like that. And like pull it back up and like, oh, I'm going to put it here, but it's going to take out those two trees. So I better chop those trees first. Otherwise, I won't get it. And like,
there's
so many.
And then I have to replant them because they're an apple that I got from you,
right,
and I have to move these around and all that kind of stuff. It's funny, I didn't even think about the picture thing because I haven't, that's not a part of my Passport that I've changed. So it has my like OG picture, which I have my hair is down and it's curly and brown and I'm wearing like a basic shirt and now I have like glasses and I have my pink hair and I have it up in a bun and like, it's
you
like,
put it
oh,
in
I
a
never,
bun.
Exactly. Classic TikTok.
No, that was for me like one of the first things of like, I got to change this photo. Like this doesn't look like me. And it's funny, even I went back today and watched the Animal Crossing New Leaf video review on IGN. And as I was watching it, it's Audrey talking from back in the day, right? 2012. And at one point it was going and I was like, oh, I remember that character. Whose was that? And then it was like, oh, hey, Greggy, you're visiting. I'm like, oh, shit, that was my character. And I look at it and I'm like, I don't have any ownership over that.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I was doing or why I did it that way or whatever. If I just felt I couldn't, I felt the tools weren't there to create somebody who looked like me or whatever, but I didn't. And so the way they've done this of like now, you know, when you're in there and you go to the Nook Miles terminal and you can buy cool hairstyles and stylish hairstyles. And when I started and it was so basic, I was like, is it going to be like that again? And
I
then
know, I was like, oh, this
real
is so
quick,
boring.
Like day two or three, it was like, no, here's all this other stuff. And it's, you see it. And even with, if you've been following, the Animal Crossing Twitter account I follow and do has stuff on the hour with new Animal Crossing stuff. Hold on. I want to give them a thing. They've been putting up so many different things where even while we were playing the game, I was watching this and it was like, wait, what are you? I don't even know where that is. These giant catalogs of glasses and thing. And I was like, yeah, AC Pocket News has been doing great work over on Twitter. AC Pocket News. They've had so many different things up from that they're cobbling together from different sources and international and all. And it is that thing of I'm like, I have the game pre-release. I'm reviewing this game and you are showing me things I still haven't seen.
Yeah.
Characters I still haven't. Outfits, you know, abilities. And so that's why it's like you're saying it's so much fun to play together in terms of playing next to each other. Once online's open, it's going to be ridiculous of, what's in your store today? Oh, shit. Okay, can I come over and buy that? Because, like, the stores are so different.
Even you've been coming over and looking at some of my stores and, like, have bought stuff that you don't have
now. No.
And that's like with such a small
just like, you and
option.
Me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, totally.
Compared to other stuff. Stuff like the stock market, I feel like, is going to be really crazy this time because it's going to be really easy to figure out who has really good prices. And it'll be just a thing of like, hey, it looks like I have the highest prices out of this group today. I'm going to throw my gates open for the lunch hour and like
come
for
on
a couple hours.
Yeah. That's the first time. That's the first time we're like, oh, man, we should get a Discord for that.
You want one?
Yeah, we got to get in there. Or you could just tell me, I guess, what the prices are every day.
Yeah.
Every day you have to tell me what the prices are for turnips in all your friend groups.
Sounds good.
Good. I'm glad you're okay for that.
I know.
Couldn't do without
Maybe
you.
Maybe we do. I know. We got to figure it out.
Is there anything you don't dig about the game?
Anything I don't dig?
No pun intended.
I know. Honestly, no. It's a matter of... I want to get my favorites in, and
sure.
There's no great way to do that now except for Amiibo cards, which we literally just played with for the first time.
They're on the
10
table,
minutes
right?
before this. Thank you, Amaryse, for sending.
Thank you very much for sending
some extra ones up to us. But it's like I want Marshall on my island. He's my favorite, and it's like, well, now I have to track down a card. But now since they've announced that it has Amiibo compatibility, everybody's trying to get these cards. So it's like the really high profile characters are kind of hard to come by.
Sure.
These days. So other than that,
I think that's
know.
The thing about it though too, is it's part of the journey where it is like, and I know it sounds goofy as hell, but I am, you know, 14 days in as stoked as I was on day one to turn it on. Like every morning I love turning it on because even like today, I think was a day where I hadn't completed any projects overnight or whatever. So Isabel's just like, I have no real news to report, you know, have a great day. And it was like, immediately like, cool, let's run around. Who's here? What's happening? What different thing am I finding? Even if it's just a message in a bottle, that's always a new DIY recipe, right? Like that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like it. It's so fun.
You know what I like, Jillian?
What do you like?
Our sponsors. Oh. Let's hear from them.
That's right, it's time to hear from our sponsor, Upstart, and try out the work-from-home setup. As most of you have found out the hard way, getting into debt is easy, getting out is hard, especially if your credit score isn't great. Thankfully, now there's Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending platform that knows you're more than just a credit score and offers smarter interest rates to help you pay off high-interest credit card debt. It's an old, tired Greg Miller story, but when I moved to San Francisco, I took out a loan, and guess what? I had a bad, bad interest rate on it. Upstart would have helped me because Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter interest rate. Upstart believes you're more than just a credit score. They believe in you. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate. Since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score, and the hard pull happens after you accept your rate. The best part? Once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. The next day! Over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards or meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment from Upstart. See why Upstart is ranked top in their category with 4.9 out of 5 rating on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/kindoffunny to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate takes only a few minutes. That's upstart.com/kindoffunny.
Kevin, we add him in later, right? That's how this show works. Great. Just making sure.
I have a question for you since you have this up right now. Have you used that box? I forget what it's
called. Yeah. So if you should toss it back up, Kev. The box she's talking about is over in the bottom left corner. It's like the lost and found.
Oh, okay.
And so
all I've had in there are like cardboard boxes, which I assume are from villagers moving in.
I don't even think it's that well thought out.
Really?
Maybe you're right and it has been that, but I've definitely ran in there and there's cardboard boxes, but I've found an iron nugget in there, like a trash bag or a garbage can, stuff like that. Yeah.
I wonder if that's like how you're supposed to, like if I can leave you stuff in there.
Why?
If I go to your island, I don't know.
But I'd be on the island, right? Like my system has to be on. You could drop it at my feet or whatever.
But what if it's like a surprise? I don't know.
I don't know. Kevin, thank you for bringing that up. You can put it down. Brandon writes into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and says, simple question. Is this a game of the year contender?
Yes. Yeah. I can't imagine that it's not.
The year.
I feel like it's going to, I mean, it comes out early enough that anybody who wants to put in the work to get their island in like what I assume will be a really good shape by the end of the year will be able to. I always feel like games that don't have like a definitive ending, at least for most like games of a service, there's like a core storyline that you do and this doesn't.
Yeah.
So I feel like that kind of makes it a little bit harder to gauge like I don't know. There's no real end to it, so it's always kind of a work in progress. But
that's a great question, and I'll come back to the Game of the Year thing. Comrade Blue writes in, says, "Hi, all. I love to play Animal Crossing because of its relaxing vibe, but often I find myself wandering away when I don't have a next goal in mind. What kind of fun or crazy things do you do to keep yourself engaged? Thanks for all you do."
I mean, I think this is the version of the game that has that problem the least, because sure, you always do have these Nook Mile Plus, like, individual quests, or you have the bigger ones in the punch card. I assume that they'll just keep adding the bigger punch cards as they add different events and keep
supporting
this game.
You'd hope so, right?
Game.
Yeah, yeah. I think stuff solves it.
Yeah.
I do, and that's the thing, is, like, I think it is a personal motivation you need to come up with, right? How do you keep yourself engaged, as Comrade Blue? Like, for me, it's what I was talking about. If I start the game and it is that, what am I in the mood for now and how much time do I have? Mm-hmm. Is it that I'm going to just go through and get all the wood and stockpile it so that tomorrow, hopefully, there's a wooden bookshelf or whatever that I can go in there and just clean up with?
Yeah.
Because they do hot items every day, one at Nook's Cranny, where you can go craft a bunch, bring it in, sell it for double the price.
Yeah.
And so there's that, or it is, you know, I'm going to go figure out how to get more people in here. I'm going to go visit other islands and get more resources. Like, there's enough things given to you slowly enough that by the time you get to the point of like, man, I can do whatever I want, you can figure out what you want to do.
Yeah. Especially with being able to then terraform and really customize your island and get it set up in one way, then, because I think that's what's going to happen to me. I'm already moving my buildings because I know that there are certain things I want in different places, and I want to have like all of the resident buildings in one places and all that kind of stuff. But I have a feeling once I start carving stuff out or adding land places, I'm going to move stuff again, and then you need bells to do that. And
of course,
it's like,
yeah, it's a constant treadmill of keeping yourself going. You want to do all the, I want to put in, I'm so tired of vaulting over one thing, and I'm like, I got to put the bridge in here, but I really want the incline more. So which one, what do I prioritize, right? Mm-hmm. How do you make the choices you want in that moment?
Yeah.
And that's the fun of the game, is figuring out how you do this.
Yeah. I feel like that I will have a long time before I feel like I'm running out of things to do.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
In this game.
Yeah.
For
Game of the Year contender, I mean, it's, you know, March right now, and it was a slow start to the year overall.
It's going to be a rough year.
I do think it is, but it is that of how quickly does that ballot get filled up and how many are there?
Yeah.
I think, and so you figure, obviously, and this is just off of previews and everything else, but Cyberpunk, Last of Us, probably Half-Life Alyx. So right there, that's
Doom.
Three. Doom, yeah, Doomed, yeah, for sure. And so it keeps going like that, where it gets crowded pretty quick. And the knock against Animal Crossing, of course, is for most people who are gamers, you know already if you are going to like Animal Crossing or not get Animal Crossing.
It is a very specific type of gameplay.
And it's been shocking for me personally of, again, the first Animal Crossing as kind of funny. And honestly, you know, even though I'm old and we saw a lot of people from IGN, the first Animal Crossing for me with a lot of people I work with. Mm-hmm. And so it was really weird when I was like, oh man, Animal Crossing coming up. I know Joey gets the first code, but then it's me. But then how many? And then nobody else wants them. I'm like, oh, really? Nobody else plays Animal Crossing? Okay, weird.
Yeah, I don't think it'll get Game of the Year like at the Game Awards necessarily. Yeah. I think it'll end up in the like family kind of category
of
that like Nintendo. A lot of Nintendo stuff ends up in.
I do think there's going to be outlets and sites that give it Game of the Year. I do think it's going to be a runaway for, if it's Family Game or Nintendo Game of the Year. And I do think that as you expand, depending on how many entrants you get in there for nominations, it'll be in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to be a game that, I would be shocked. And I say this full well knowing. And Kevin, look me in the eye. Or actually, you know what, Kevin? You get to be the BS barometer on this, all right? I say full well knowing how busy my life is, how busy we are with Kinda Funny. I would be shocked if that, when we get to Game of the Year, I'm still not turning it on at least once a week. Not every day, maybe. I still could see me doing it every day, but I won't go that far. But I still think this would be a game that, you know, it's not Monster Hunter, right? Where we lapse and then we're like, oh, wait, how do we fucking play this game?
No, you're going to be playing this bad boy for a while.
Especially, normally how much we fly. We'll see if that ever gets back. But
yeah. Well, and I think the way that they've supported events in Pocket Camp are going to be similar to how they do it in New Horizons. And those are always the things that got me back into Pocket Camp when I had stopped playing for like months and months and months.
The Sheep Whisperer writes into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and says, Animal Crossing New Horizons is the first Animal Crossing that will take advantage of downloadable updates for events and seasonal fun rather than having them baked into the game at launch. Do you think Nintendo will take advantage of this and use the updates to promote future games and projects by having limited time events with exclusive items, essentially using it like a free commercial or advertisement? Some possible examples that have come to mind are a Meteor Shower event yielding Samus collectibles to promote a new Metroid game, or a Bug Hunt tournament to promote a Monster Hunter game release with shirts and wall decorations as rewards.
I think that's very possible. Even just for the little bit they've done in Pocket Camp right now, there's an event where you get New Horizons styled items in Pocket Camp. It doesn't have direct connectivity, so it's not like anything you would be able to.
Which is bizarre,
over.
Right?
I don't understand why it isn't.
I remember when I saw you playing Pocket Camp again out of the blue, and you're like, "Oh, I'm jonesing, and this has got to do something for the final game, right?" And I was like, "I don't know, maybe." And then we got the direct, and it's like, "No."
And then I stopped playing.
It's like, "Oh, well, like why? Like what a weird thing."
I wonder if they were using it as a test bed of like what kind of events and stuff they would be interested in doing and what do well and stuff like that. So I think we're going to get a lot of really cool stuff for that. It'll be interesting to see if they tie it into other game releases. And I don't know. They have in Pocket Camp, they did like a Splatoon crossover.
Well, remember too, like,
stuff.
I mean, you could play old NES games in Animal Crossings of the past where you'd get it and be able to do it. And like they're in New Leaf, there was, you know, the Metroid helmet and all these different things. Like, again, we're 14 days in, which sounds so much, but I haven't seen anything, but I don't disqualify that it's not already in the game.
Yeah.
And the hope would be that, yeah, like, I am stoked to see Nintendo take on a more 2020 approach to this. And, you know, I'm as much fun as I'm having now, I'm super excited for the Easter Bunny event or whatever. What I mean? Which is,
so
I think it starts on launch day. No?
I don't know. Okay. I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, whatever. I remember it's coming up real quick.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited to get that going and see how that changes the world. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, see them do these seasonal updates. And I hope, I mean, this is going to sell gangbusters. You hope that, yeah, they support it and use it in cool ways. That, yeah, I think it'd be rad if they did something Monster Hunter related. You get a poster, a shirt, whatever you want to go do.
Yeah. I've seen, there are some things even now that you can buy that I've bought that don't, you can tell what kind of popular culture they're based on, which is kind of exciting.
Okay. Do you not want to? You worried about your embargo? You worried about the embargo?
I don't think so. I don't know.
They didn't say anything about any items. What'd you get?
So yesterday when I went into Able Sisters, they had graduation robes that were conveniently in red, green, yellow, and blue, which are Hogwarts colors. So it's like all these things where it's like, I know you're not saying it's Harry Potter stuff, but it looks like robes, and you bet your butt I bought the Ravenclaw one. So it's just stuff like that where it's like, oh, these are interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, every time you start it up, it's got it right in the top corner, you know, what version you are. And so I'm excited to see that number go and figure out what is new and what's changing. Yeah, let alone just the normal stuff of the seasons. I'm excited for it to snow and be summer and be fall and all that stuff. That's what Animal Crossing is all about. Joey.
Yeah.
Your next question from patreon.com/ Kind of Funny Games comes from Rafa. Mm-hmm. Rafa writes in and says, hello, guys. Just would like to start by saying that you are doing an amazing work, not only with the content you make, but helping the community. Great job.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rafa. Now to the question. Is this Animal Crossing a good jumping on point for someone that has never played an Animal Crossing before? Parentheses, like Zelda Breath of the Wild was.
I think this is a very accessible way to start playing Animal Crossing. Everything is laid out in a way that doesn't seem overwhelming like we've talked about. And they do a pretty good job of like telling you how this all works.
100%.
I think even if you've never played anything in this kind of similar genre, you'd be... It's not, gameplay isn't complicated in this.
Not at all.
It's not going to be anything you won't be able to figure out.
And again, I know I keep going back to this, but the addition of Nook Miles gives you nudges in the right direction. Because you can go and talk to Tom Nook, which I do, and he'll tell you something maybe if it's on the right thing. But like Nook Miles are like, you know, oh, you've unlocked one for planting a tree, and there's other ones for, you know, the other fruits you need to get. Like you start piecing it together that way.
Yeah. I feel like in the morning, the first round I get is also like interesting of like, it's not the same ones that I went to sleep with, of where like, I feel like I get a lot of like customized item ones because that's not a thing that I do in game a whole lot.
Yeah.
So I wonder if the game kind of steers you to through the Nook Miles Plus use mechanics that you're not.
Interesting. Yeah. That's very fascinating.
Using.
You're right. Cause I get plant flowers and I don't ever plant flowers.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Knows? I think Animal Crossing again has always been a game that isn't meant to stress you out or punish you or whatever. Mm-hmm. But this is the most clarity I think you've ever had on it in terms of here's what you do. I think it's definitely going to be the most clarity in terms of seeing things online. But this, it doesn't hold your hand in the way of like it's annoying in your tutorial to death, but it's giving you enough information all around. If you're like, how do I get more Nook Miles? And you start looking into like, oh, I get it this way and then build on it that way. Nathan Choquette, though, writes in patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and says, as a newcomer to the Animal Crossing series, what are some tips you have on how to spend my time wisely within the world of New Horizons? Did you think that the game was intuitive for people who have never played Animal Crossing before? Is there a learning curve? Hard to say since we have played it before.
I know.
I don't think there's a learning curve. I think that if you're ever like, what do I do? It can be as simple as you go fishing and then turn in the fish, or you look at the Nook Miles, you talk to Tom Nook, like you'll figure that out.
Tom Nook is a in this character, for like tutorial purposes, really good of like, there's almost always, I think, as far back as I remember, an option of like, what do I do next?
Yeah.
And he'll kind of explain it out for you like, oh, well, you need to focus on this aspect or do this or do something like that. So that's like an easy default if you don't know what to do or if you're tired of doing the other things, which I also can't necessarily imagine.
Yeah. But what are your tips, you think? What would your tips be?
I mean, I can only tell you what I do because I don't know if it's necessarily right. But I think with the addition of adding storage to your house, expanding that has been really great because not at least for the first couple days that I played, I was just dumping stuff in my tent.
Yep.
Just like, I don't need this, but I know that I want it and stuff like that. So once you upgrade your house, the storage also upgrades. That's when my hoarder tendencies really come into play of like, I can keep everything stockpiled in there.
My favorite was like, I had like 11 wasp nests that stacked up and I'm like, I don't know what these are for, but they're going to be used for something.
Do you know
yet? Sure as shit, medicine. Oh, yeah.
That was the best thing when I finally figured that out. I'm like, oh, thank God, I have so many of these and I get stung so many times.
It's like when I text you, I'm like, hey, hold on a second. I figured it out. Run away, turn around real quick, get the bug.
Yeah. And so I think that's kind of the first thing that I start with just for, so I'm not over encumbered the whole time because and that's the other thing is figuring out how to upgrade your storage or your backpack. I don't know what they call it this time.
Yeah, exactly. And it's your knapsack, right? Something or carrying like case. Yeah, I think so. Or they call it organization method or something, right? Because you get it from Nook Miles, so you end up being able to unlock a deal to hold more items. I would say, of course, for the very beginning, you should, at the very start, focus on upgrading your tent to a house. Like, do Tom Nook stuff. Follow him. Because Tom Nook, again, is giving you the tutorial if you want to.
Yeah.
Follow him down to the end of the line that you can. And then worry about getting bells. And then start setting, like, your own little things you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I remember, like, you and me talking, like, where the hell is the shovel? Like, it's driving me crazy that I'm running around and I see the X's on the ground, right? And then it was another story mission or, you know, main mission kind of thing that would unlock that.
Yeah.
And so, like, you're, for a couple days, even, and granted, we're 14 days in, I still learn something new every day. But for a couple days, you're locked by a few different things. So enjoy those days. Learn and, you know, spam the mechanics they're telling you to do.
Yeah, that's the best time to fish. I think you have that option right off the bat.
Yeah.
But, like, I know that I focus on fishing and I think catching bugs those first few days. And now I'm like, oh, I wish I would have, like, done more, gathered more wood and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And, like, I feel like I'm always short on branches. So I'm always running around shaking trees and stuff like that.
PDX V-Man is back. Mm-hmm. Well, a different question.
Ooh.
I was wondering if it feels like a chore to pay Tom Nook back, especially now it seems you manage bells and miles.
I don't. So the way that I play is I always try and pay off my house relatively quickly because I always want to expand to the next one. So it doesn't feel like a chore, especially because there's no, it's not like you get penalized for not paying
no
on
pressure.
A certain schedule.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, as far as I know, you could live in a tent the entire game or maybe like the first expansion
the house.
Like the whole game and pay it off and never really have to do anything else if you don't
want
to.
And the house payoffs, I feel, are the big things that move the
game.
Those
feel rewarding.
And that's the thing, even where you've been talking about things that are happening in your town that aren't happening in my town, like you're a house ahead of me because I have put it on the back burner because I'm like, I need bridges and I need inclines.
Yeah.
But now it's that thing of like, I wonder if this is penalizing me more than I need to go do it. Mm. The thing about it is I've never felt like it's a chore. Mm. That is the game, right?
Yeah.
And to your point, the game doesn't make you feel bad. It's not like every time you go to Tom Nook and talk about anything else, he's like, oh, so you owe me money. You know what I mean? Like, no, it is very much like, if you want to focus on that, if you want, you know, to just go resource gather and sell stuff and flip everything, you can. But there is plenty of other things to do, and you can make that town your own without it.
Yeah.
And then Nook Miles, again, I think you're coming to it, obviously, from before this review, where Nook Miles are chef's kiss. Like, they aren't, they don't feel like they're a reward for everything you're doing.
No. And like, you have like, what, 18,000 right now? I think I have some, like 20,000.
Yeah, I just spent some before.
Where it's like, the things that you need with that are like kind of cherry on the top kind of items. Like, I don't feel like any of them are must have versus the stuff that you're buying with bells are more day to day things.
Yeah.
Not to mention that, like, the majority of what I use Nook Miles for is to visit other islands to just harvest stuff or to, I guess I buy some, like, cosmetic items with it, but it's not usually what I default to.
I'm looking through here to see, I got the fact sheet in front of me. Ooh. I'm just seeing if there's anything I want to touch on that I haven't touched on.
I know, I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
I mean, again, this is going to be an ongoing, nonstop thing where you and I rant about it on
the internet
nonstop forever.
I know. Yeah. We have to figure out what we're going to do about launch, not launch day necessarily, but like that weekend of like, do I just have like an open house where everyone can come visit my island?
I don't think so. Cause if you, like, again, like, we I don't have to figure out the permissions.
I know.
They're digging holes in my goddamn ground. I could dig in yours. That's not going to work for me.
I know.
Now, granted though, here's the thing. Stick with me. We're land play. We're like local area. Mm-hmm. So maybe if we, when we can set up an online, maybe that's when it comes in of what can people do.
Oh.
And that might make more sense. Because if you're in the same room as somebody, you're probably like, meh. But it still does ask me if I want to put a code on it.
I wonder if that's for stuff like, if you're playing this at like a PAX or whatever. And it's like, well, if you just open it, anybody can come in for a local play.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll have to find out. This is what we're going to do to break our social distancing we're going to have to figure out online. Play.
This game's arriving just when we need it most. Final question goes to Evan S. in Animal Crossing New Horizons. How chill is the music? This is a huge part of the game for me, and if it is good, I could listen to an Animal Crossing official soundtrack all day.
You literally said earlier today, like, oh, maybe I'll just leave this open and just listen to it.
I've definitely so thought about good. It. Yeah, I was like, this is a time warp, obviously. We're working from home due to the pandemic or whatever. So this isn't applying to that. I was saying that if I had a normal work from home job, mm-hmm. I could totally see myself, just having it on the dock, playing it through speakers or whatever, having headphones in, because it is that chill of music.
Yeah. Need to figure out how to listen to some of the other musical options that you have in the game, because right now it's just like decor, but it's really good. And I feel like because so often I'm multitasking, like I played all through The Bachelor this week because I wanted to play more stuff. But anytime I do turn on the volume to look at something, I'm always like, oh, I forget how good this is. But it's real good. Can't wait for them to come out. I want them to put out a vinyl thing with this and make it really pretty. Uh-huh. And I want to buy it and just listen to it all the time.
Okay. Joey.
Yes.
Animal Crossing. Yes. New Horizons gets a big thumbs up from you.
It's so... I feel like it just has all of those...
Sirens
like,
on our end.
incremental updates to make things more... A little bit more exciting or different than the last game. And like a lot of quality of life updates. And it just looks really pretty. And it's... I don't know. It's just... Now I'm just never going to put my Switch down.
That's the thing is I'm fascinated to see... Like I think without a doubt this will be my most played Switch game. In terms of like... Just not being able to come back for so long and having different events and having all the stuff that I can only get here.
Yeah. Right now, the other game, like I think Stardew is my other, like my top played game right now. And it says like over 100 hours played. So it's only a very short amount of time before this overtakes that.
Yeah. Well, you've played Stardew on every platform. Yeah. So that's your problem.
I think Switch is probably my least played Stardew platform. Yeah. So,
ladies and gentlemen, Animal Crossing. New Horizons is a fantastic video game. If you are at all interested, I can't recommend it enough. We love it. I think you will too. Yeah, we need to figure out, like we're talking about, getting together on how we're going to do, open up the islands, share stuff. Somebody please give us peaches. We need to figure this out.
I really need peaches. Also, I want to know if there's other tropical fruit. If we get the like
have you unlocked, stuff. Have you gotten the island drink or whatever?
No.
Me neither. Yeah. So much stuff to still figure out.
I know.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kind of Funny Games cast. Remember, each and every week we get together to talk about the video games we love. As I said, you are getting yet another games cast this week. It will be your Doom Eternal review. I believe that's Tuesday. Is that right, Kevin? Yeah. Tuesday.
Sounds right.
Hold on, everybody. Kevin, talking to the microphone about your hat.
Somebody needs me to go to their PS4 and upload a file that they were playing on.
Review embargo is in fact Tuesday, so you will be getting a review Tuesday, March 17th of Doom Eternal.
That wasn't
on the
anything
Games
about
Fest.
Your hat, Kevin.
He doesn't matter. Yeah, you know, don't
like
worry about it.
Hat,
remember, you should, of course, go to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. You can be part of the show. You can be part of the post show, which we're about to do. Woo. Don't forget about that. You get the show ad-free. You can watch it most of the time live when we record it right now. Obviously, you can't because of embargoes and stuff like that. However, if you have no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames. Like, follow, subscribe, all that jazz. Roosterteeth.com and podcast services around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.